Imagine a single cream that addresses all your skincare needs. Wrinkles, dark circles, age spots, and more. Introducing Caviargon Skin Cream, the only argon, caviar, and retinol formula on the market. Packed with pure Moroccan argon oil, collagen-boosting caviar extract, and retinol, Caviargon deeply hydrates, firms, and rejuvenates without the irritation of traditional retinol. Trusted by women over 45, Caviargon delivers visible results in just weeks. Smoother, firmer, more radiant skin. It's not just possible, it's proven. Visit caviargon.com today to claim your jar at up to 72% off. That's caviargon.com. Again, that's caviargon.com. Experience the luxury your skin deserves.
For a limited time, we're giving away a free Gua Sha system, a $70 value, with all triple bundle orders.
Cal Thomas.
Hey,
a good friend of this program, a friend of mine for a long, long time, and a person who apparently lives in the neighborhood and eats here quite often, right?
Well, that's right. You were just stumbling in for breakfast.
Well, I was, and you know, my appearance here is another indication that standards are falling everywhere. I want to know how many convicted felons are here tonight, this morning. No, they must all be out voting twice somewhere.
There you go.
All right, Cal, so Tim, we're rolling.
Give us your take. Give us the Cal Thomas take on how things are looking as we get closer and closer.
You know, one of the things that amazed me as I was checking my email this morning, you're probably familiar with Joel Rosenberg, who used to work for Rush Limbaugh, writes novels now. He has written a terrific piece on why he's reversing himself and voting for Donald Trump. Mm. He said he had 20 reasons just a few months ago why he would never vote for Donald Trump. He's changed his mind because of the threat of Hillary Clinton. I've compared Hillary Clinton to that character from Peanuts, the old comic strip, Pigpen. And you may remember Pigpen had dirt all over him.
Oh,
and everywhere he went, he had dirt.
Little cloud.
No, that was Joe Blitzflick.
Yeah, no.
That from Little Abner.
But a little
this
cloud of dust.
Yeah,
right,
he had dust and dirt, and wherever he went, the dust and dirt followed him. That's Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
That's it.
And he gets the dirt on everybody else as well, and everyone that surrounds the Clinton family. Yeah. I call them a family, you know, like a crime family.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah. I would like, you know, Cal, we've talked in the past, and I've sort of heaped praise on you because you were one of those voices as I was becoming a news junkie in my youth.
Uh-oh.
I mean, for, what, 40, 50 years ago,
here
I was doing you, Cal.
Here comes the old thing.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I'm part of the aging white male club, yes.
I love the way you bring your faith into your political perspective. I think that you do it seamlessly without any preaching and pontificating, and that's a gift. It is.
Well, there will be an offering before I leave here this morning.
Well, I see this IBD poll, that's Investors Business Daily tip poll, that shows the statistical tie between Trump and Hillary nationwide. But there's this crosstab that I found fascinating. Mm-hmm. Trump is up in this poll by 20 points among Catholics. Mm. Now, that would be shattering previous voter trends for Catholics in America.
Well, it would.
I would love for you to comment on that just in terms of, as a Catholic, I always find it vexing that it's even a tough choice.
Here's the thing. I think people are realizing, for example, that Tim Kaine, the vice presidential candidate under Hillary, is what I call a Chino, a Catholic in name only. He said that the Catholic Church needs to change its position on same-sex marriage, on abortion, a lot of these other things. This is cafeteria theology. You don't get to pick what you like and don't like. I used to have this debate with Mario Cuomo, the former governor of New York, who said his church's teaching, he was convinced to be against the death penalty for convicted murderers. But he was fine for abortion for unconvicted, innocent, unborn babies. Now, that just is totally inconsistent. So you can be a Catholic, you can be Jewish, you can be evangelical, you can be everything. But if you don't subscribe to the fundamental teachings of your faith, then I think voters and other people have a right to question its validity.
And I think it's possible because we've never seen a pro-abortion candidate like Hillary Clinton. She's campaigning with Planned Parenthood shoulder to shoulder all the time, and she's even in favor of federal funding. Right now there's a ban on federal funding.
Right.
I still think Planned Parenthood gets around it, but the Hyde Amendment bans federal funding directly for abortions. She is campaigning on lifting that ban.
Well, you know, Larry, she praises Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, as a role model for women. Margaret Sanger was eugenicist. She was a racist. Hitler was a fan of hers because she believed in a master race.
Yeah.
She wanted to execute homosexuals. She was fine for the master race syndrome. Only healthy white people should be born and allowed to live. And yet Hillary Clinton praises her as a role model for women. No reporter has ever asked her about that.
People don't learn these things, and I know that just sounded like hyperbole. I promise you, go and Google it. You will see Margaret
Sanger.
That's
right.
I want to ask about these developments that have happened in just the last few days. The Brett Baer reporting that they have a treasure trove of information in the Anthony Weiner laptop, that the Clinton Foundation investigation is alive and well, and that the laptops of Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson are being exploited for evidence, and they're finding a lot of good stuff. How much impact does that have in the last hours? Does it actually persuade people, or are people pretty much locked into how they're going to vote?
Well, you know, we're here in Washington. We pay attention to this thing.
We do.
Not just daily, but by hourly and minute to minute.
Yeah, minute to minute.
Every day we wake up and say, what's WikiLeaks going to expose today? So I don't know. I mean, I travel around the country a lot, and of course I meet mostly with activists and people who are tuned in like we are, but I think it takes a while to settle in. Not everybody listens to WMAL or watches Fox News. They watch these other things, or they're off taking their kids to ballet practice or violin or soccer or whatever. So I think the character issue has already been settled. I mean, look at Hillary Clinton's negatives.
Right. Yeah.
They're incredibly high. At least Nixon won the 1972 election before the threat of impeachment.
Yeah.
Right now, we have it in advance. This is totally unique. It's never happened before.
Cal Thomas, thank you so much.
An unexpected pleasure this morning. Thank you so much.
I can't believe you just gave Cal Thomas the opportunity to comment freely on the widening probe of Anthony Weiner's device, and he didn't say anything that got us in trouble.
That's right.
It's a handheld device.
On that note.
Hey!
Imagine a single cream that addresses all your skincare needs. Wrinkles, dark circles, age spots, and more. Introducing Caviargon Skin Cream, the only argon, caviar, and retinol formula on the market. Packed with pure Moroccan argon oil, collagen-boosting caviar extract, and retinol, Caviargon deeply hydrates, firms, and rejuvenates without the irritation of traditional retinol. Trusted by women over 45, Caviargon delivers visible results in just weeks. Smoother, firmer, more radiant skin. It's not just possible, it's proven. Visit CaviarGon.com today to claim your jar at up to 72% off. That's CaviarGon.com. Again, that's CaviarGon.com. Experience the luxury your skin deserves.
For a limited time, we're giving away a free Guasha system, a $70 value, with all triple bundle orders.